Good morning. Precipitation began to overspread a large part of interior New York and New England during the overnight period, mainly in the form of wet snow across the Catskills, the Taconics, the Litchfield Hills, and Berkshires, where we're seeing a coating up to an inch or two of snow early this morning, mainly on the grassy surfaces with mostly wet roadways, but in some places the roadways could be slushy, especially across the higher terrain south of I-90. To the north, just a few scattered rain and snow showers, and off and on rain showers mixed with some wet snowflakes will be the rule through the morning and into the afternoon in the northern sections. To the south, though, even though precipitation will wane from time to time through the morning, rain and wet snow will persist as we go through the day today, and we'll see an additional coating up to an inch or two of snow across the higher terrain. In the valley locations, it will have a difficult time sticking to roadways, but we could get a coating even on the grassy surfaces as we go through the early morning period. Later on today, scattered rain showers. A breeze out of the northwest will make for a raw and damp day with highs only in the upper 30s and lower 40s on average. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight, and as the upper level portion of the storm passes through, a few rain and snow showers around, breezy with lows back into the lower 30s. In fact, even mostly cloudy skies tomorrow with that system still on its way out. And while precipitation will be minimal, we cannot rule out a passing rain or snow shower, and still on the cool side with highs only in the mid-40s. We start to turn the corner on Saturday. We'll still be under the influence of a trough of low pressure, but precipitation will end, and it will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds, and highs will creep into the lower 50s. Back to the middle and upper 50s with improving weather on Sunday, with sunshine mixing with clouds again. As we get into the early part of next week, a ridge of high pressure will begin to build in, and this will provide us with our first good warm-up for the month of April. Skies will be mostly sunny Monday afternoon with highs in the lower 60s, and we'll push it into the mid-60s with mostly sunny skies on Tuesday. We'll keep our eyes on the next disturbance, which could bring us a chance of showers by Wednesday with highs still, though, around 60 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, strong winds, low relative humidity, and dry ground conditions have increased the threat for wildfire activity in the desert southwest, Great Basin, and central and southern high plains today. The greatest concern is in New Mexico and Arizona, where winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour and gusts up to 60 miles per hour and an extremely dry air mass will fuel extreme level fire weather conditions. Meanwhile, that low pressure system that brought late season snow to a large portion of the upper Mississippi Valley yesterday will pass through the Appalachians and track offshore today through the end of the week. That's the one that's will bring some light snow to our region and across the lower Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. High pressure behind this system, though, will settle in. That will keep temperatures on the cooler side for mid-April with readings as much as 10 to 20 degrees below normal. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 16 degrees with a west wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 26 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies with rain and snow, 36 degrees, the dew point 30, 79% relative humidity, a west wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.74 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain, mid-40s, Boston rain and some wet snow in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 47 degrees, the low 33. The average temperature, 40, that's 9 degrees below normal. A trace of precipitation yesterday in the form of wet snowflakes. For the month, 2.4 inches, and for the season, 77.3 inches. That's 17.5 inches of snow above normal for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high 92 set in 1976, and the record low 18 in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:07 a.m., sunset this evening 7:42 p.m., 13 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy today with scattered rain and snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy today with rain and some wet snow and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy tonight with a few rain and snow showers, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy today with wet snow in the Catskills and rain and snow showers elsewhere and highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy today with wet snow and some rain mixing in at times with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy tonight with a few rain and snow showers and lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy today with rain and wet snow mixing in and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Cloudy tonight with a few rain and snow showers and lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, cool with a rain or snow shower mid-40s, a mix of sun and clouds, still breezy and a bit cool Saturday, lower 50s, a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 50s on Sunday, mostly sunny, lower 60s Monday, more sunshine, mid-60s on Tuesday, and mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Wednesday with highs near 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.